To all delegates attending today, in particular our two vice chairs, Nina Zidak and Nigel Crump, who have traveled far and are with us today replacing the chairperson, who unfortunately, as mentioned by Marit, was not able to travel this year. We are very pleased to welcome delegates from 18 UN member states across the world, of which 14 are ECE member states and 4 non-ECE, along with representatives from national seed potato certification organizations, as well as industry bodies. We are very grateful for your continuous support to the work of this specialized section, as well as the working party on agricultural quality standards. We all know the importance of potatoes as a staple crop in many parts of the world. Potatoes are relatively easy to grow, drought resistant and geographically adaptable, and have a long shelf life and contain more vitamin C and potassium than other staple foods. It is thus a very important crop for food security in many countries. According to recent studies, it is estimated that potato has lower greenhouse gas emissions and water demand than other staple crops on a per calorie basis, although there is substantial variation across regions. This will be important as countries continue to work to increase the sustainability of our food systems, an imperative to enable the world to feed growing populations while reducing the environmental and climate footprints of food production. As agreed in the recent UN Food System Summit and the UN Food System Plus 2 stock-taking moment last year, and also discussed during the recent UNECE Regional Forum for Sustainable Development that took place 2 weeks ago. Potatoes are also an important part of traditional cuisines, and this is particularly the case in the UNECE region, which has the highest average potato consumption and production per capita. While in the past the region used to be the biggest potato producer, this has changed drastically during recent years, with much of the production shifting to Asia. Focusing now on seed potatoes, in 2022, global trade in seed potatoes amounted to $90.70 million, or 1.6 million tons. This is data from the International Trade Center. And the largest exporting country of seed potatoes was the Netherlands, with 52% and a weight of 863,000 tons, followed by France, United Kingdom, Germany, and Denmark. However, what is less known is that about a third of potatoes produced worldwide are lost each year due to plant diseases and pests. So using healthy seed potatoes and disease and pests can be kept at bay and harvests increased and spoilage reduced. That is why the seed potato standards and certification schemes matter. First adopted in year 1963, the UNECE standard S1 concerning the marketing and quality control of seed potatoes define harmonized quality requirements and creates a harmonized quality certification system, thus helping to improve the quality of planting material and facilitating international trade in seed potatoes. It is notably the only international quality standard that exists for seed potatoes. I thus would like to commend this group for the progress made over the past year, in particular its work on revising the entire standard for seed potatoes, which had started already in 2022, and for which I understand the working group met in 4 half-day meetings and discussed it also at a rapporteurs' meeting held in Brest in October 2023. The meeting that starts today will focus the discussion on proposed revisions to the standard for seed potatoes resulting from this process thus far. It will also share experiences on new and emerging diseases and pests and discuss climate change on seed potato production and consider potential future work related to true potato seeds and potato plantlets. At the previous specialized section meeting, we celebrated the 60th anniversary of this standard, which continues to have an impact globally as the only one available. The Secretariat looks forward to supporting the Working Party and this section in particular in the years ahead to ensure that this standard stays up to date and useful in facilitating the trade of seed potatoes. Let me reiterate on behalf of the Secretariat our appreciation for your continued support and engagement, And we look forward to the deliberations that will take place in the next 2 days on the revision of these standards. I wish you the meeting all success and give back the floor to the chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much.